BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
On today's podcast, Chris is moving house this weekend, so let's call his estate agent, shall we? Greg's on Real or No Real, and Judge Rinder gets sassy on my Strictly performance.
One. BBC Radio 1.
Wow, what a weekend.
I mean, I'm amazed that you're through. It's a good thing. No. Listen, I'm just amazed.
Amazed how? Why?
Just because I do think that your dancing has improved, and you are improving, and I see how much effort you're putting into it, but the standard is really stepping up now.
Oh, it's so much higher.
Yeah.
And you don't want to get left behind, do you? I'm Strictly Come Dancing.
It was a fantastic moment when you got through. Honestly, I was so happy to be there. I was cheering. I was very proud. It's a good thing.
I was really pleased that you were there.
But what's the reaction that you've seen to it?
To me, getting through?
Yeah.
Mostly fine?
Yeah, mostly good.
I mean, there are some people asking me to fall on my sword.
This is what I've started to notice.
I'm not going to justify the fact that I'm there.
No.
That's weird.
No, well, it's a very odd thing that people seem to be suggesting.
People are very kind to pick up the phone and vote, so thank you if you did.
Well, that's it. And you're clearly smashing it on the votes front as well.
I can't control that.
No. But are you excited for Halloween week?
See, that's what I wanted, just to get through to Halloween. And I've done it.
Yeah, but you can't say that anymore, so what's the next thing? You're through to Halloween week. What's the next aim?
Every week's a bonus.
Okay.
I'm so glad that you didn't do what you said you were going to do on Saturday night when you were in the live studio audience.
Which bit?
Well, you said you were going to, like, if Craig Revel-Horwood gave me any beef, you were going to, like, storm the stage at one point. I mean, I can say this now because I didn't want to make the Strictly bosses a bit worried by saying it on air last week. But that off-air is what you were saying. You're like, if he gives any more, I'm going to just go up there.
I wanted to get more involved, but you gave me a proper talking to last week saying, look, you can't talk about this stuff on the radio because then you won't be allowed to come.
Like, they wouldn't have let you in.
And you'll get in trouble. But I really wanted to be a lot more vocal in my support for you. Is that why you kind of put me near the back? Because you got me some tickets for Strictly this weekend, but I noticed I wasn't front row centre.
I don't hand out the tickets. I don't decide where people go.
I couldn't help but feel, because I watched it back to try and find myself on the thing, you know, as you do.
You won't see yourself on that.
But you proper put me near the back.
I didn't put you anywhere. I don't do the seating plan. I don't decide that Barbara Windsor goes at the front and then you go at the back.
No, it's odd, because, and then they said friends and family, and I was like, oh, here we go, they might cut to me now, and they didn't.
No.
Which makes me think you had a word with someone.
No, I didn't. Of course I didn't. I did see you, though, you and your mum. Did she enjoy it?
She enjoyed it. She had a great time.
Oh, mate. Love her.
But no, I'm really proud of you. I'm really pleased. And we go again.
We shall not slip. We're not slipping yet. I'm just glad that you didn't, because it would have been like when Calvin Harris stormed on stage at the X Factor. Let's not forget that did happen quite a few years ago.
I don't remember this.
During Jedward. He went on stage. Calvin Harris stormed the stage. So I'm glad that didn't happen, frankly.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I know I don't condone it on live television, but it is quite good when people storm the stage. It doesn't happen that often.
You don't want to say that with a show like yours that you're on. Do you know what I mean?
No,
it's just crying out for someone in the audience to come on with a pineapple on their head.
I said don't condone it.
I've just seen the video. It's amazing.
Did Calvin Harris have a pineapple on his head?
Yeah, he comes on, hugs Jedward, starts jumping up and down. Then as soon as he sees what I imagine is security coming towards him, runs off with his hands in the air.
Why has he got a pineapple in his head?
No, it's so good.
I forgot the pineapple detail.
Oh, what a legend.
Oh, bless. But people shouldn't do that.
But it could be an amazing thing to happen during one of your performances, could it not?
Well, I know. Absolutely not. No. God, I'm thinking about too much other things for someone to, like, run on naked or whatever.
No, who said naked? Pineapple would do.
All right. Not streaking.
Why naked? Why naked?
Because so many things that you do suggest do involve being naked.
Scott, Barbara Windsor was in the audience this week. Can you imagine?
I had a lovely chat with her, actually.
I saw, as I was being ushered out, I could see you chatting to her.
But you do always think, even though obviously she's not, you do think, I am chatting to Peggy Mitchell right now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But that's when I see Jake Wood dancing.
TV
Royalty. I'm watching Max Branning, who is a massive hero of mine.
Yeah.
Dancing. I really want to meet him.
He's so keen to be on Innuendo Bingo.
Surely it's only a matter of time.
Oh, no, he wants to do it. It's just that he's quite busy right now because he's got a lot of EastEnders storylines coming up and also doing the dancings
as well.
He's
such a legend and proper good dancer as well.
So good. And a really nice bloke. So we'll try and get him on as soon as we can. Tomorrow, bingo fans, Chris Ramsey off of comedy is going to be on. Mm. Love Chris Ramsey.
Yes.
So he's on tomorrow at 1:45, getting wet. He's done it before, hasn't he?
I'm not sure if he has. I think he has. I think, weirdly, he was on a week that I wasn't.
Oh, right, okay, yeah. And then we'll have another Strictly Come Bingo for you on Thursday at 1:45. Let's all take a moment to reminisce when Alison Hammond came in to see us last week. First, we're going to a BBC Four documentary called Lost Kingdoms of Central America. Now, I don't speak Spanish, but by the sounds of it, this guy is he's putting on quite a show.
Del jaguar, el jaguar representa la fertilidad, entonces está en una región muy importante donde surge el hule.
This is the first time that these balls have ever been formed or seen in television.
Wow.
That's the best bingo clip ever.
Wow.
And that ridiculous laugh.
Oh, wow. So, that was Alison Hammond from last week. That video is on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. She got massive mouth. Okay, so I'm just hearing that we're preparing a call with Judge Rinder.
Oh, no. It's always fun.
Just to, critique my performance on the dancings at the weekend.
I mean, Judge Rinder, I'm sure lots of people are aware of Judge Rinder's work. He's his massively successful show, which we championed.
Yeah, he's a real judge in a courtroom. It's on ITV. He has some interesting people going into the courtroom. He's made a career out of it. I mean, he's been a proper judge before that.
But he's very sassy.
He throws shade on everybody that comes his way. And that's what I'm worried about. I get a little bit... I kind of clench just before he's about to come on. Do you know
it's
what I mean?
Weird.
Just in case it might be too harsh.
Don't do that face of me ever again.
Anyway, Rinder's on soon.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1. That is such a good tune still. Oliver Heldens and Becky Hill, who told me that Wilkinson had three nipples last... No, not three nipples. That's outrageous. No, it's not even the right rumour.
Shaves his nipples. Not three of them.
Three. Sorry, Becky. Sorry, Wilkinson. That's Gecko Overdrive. Mills here on Radio 1. Shout out to Sinetra, one of my Strictly contestants.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, listening in the car on the way back to Bristol.
Great.
Yeah.
Do you not want to kind of fighting talk?
No.
It all sounds like you're a bit too friendly with each other.
I always have a good gossip with her.
Do you?
Yeah, we go into corners. But, you never guess what's happened. It's really good. Okay, so I'm through for another week. And here's someone that will tell us like it is.
He's slightly camp. His name's Judge Rinder.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
Judge Rinder, it's Scott Mills.
How are you?
I'm right, how are you?
Not above averagely ill.
So how was it, Judge?
How was what?
It.
It depends what it is, but if you're referring to your dancing, it definitely has a certain charm. It was certainly evocative of the 1920s.
Thank you.
Insofar as the Great Depression started then. And
here we go.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I think you'll find I'm getting better, though.
I'll find that where?
Judge Rinder, hello.
Hi, hello, Christopher. How are you?
Good. Do you not see an improvement?
Definitely sort of the level of enthusiasm has stayed the same. And yes, I mean, you definitely have a sort of slightly a rhythmic quality.
Thank you.
Which is, you know, not nothing, I suppose. No, you did. It was very, like I said, it was certainly evocative of the age. But who cares about any of this, Scott? You know, you've become a sort of a national treasure, like Tin Custard or Susan Boyle, you know.
Thank you.
It's marvellous. Or Frei Bentos.
Yeah,
one of your favourites.
No. Look, I mean, it wasn't. I mean, I'm struggling to find language here, but really, it wasn't that bad. And you've definitely become more sort of rhythmic, which is good. The problem for me, Scott, is it just sort of feels wrong. I mean, I can't. I don't know. I mean, you know, you should be able to be more hip movement and like release the ankle and that sort of thing. I mean, surely somebody took you aside and showed you how to do jazz hands at some point in childhood.
No,
right.
No, I haven't.
So you think that will improve it?
I think, yes, a bit of jazz hand or something.
Brilliant.
I mean, it's just strange to me. You spent all of your time listening to this doof-doof music. You really, the wasted childhood. You could have listened to some Liza or Judy or something.
Yeah, that's true. You
know, you're the gay that musicals forgot as well.
I am.
Wow.
It's the strangest thing to me.
I should have just grown up listening to this. What a picture, what a picture, what a photograph. Poor old soul, blimey, what a joke. Hat blown off in a cloud of smoke. Too much duff-duff music, that's my problem.
I think it may be. And that was what you danced to. Yeah, it was a bit sort of ukulele-tastic as well.
And the other contestants?
I don't watch them, Scott. I'm only interested in you.
What are your views on Tom Evans leaving the competition?
Well, obviously, I'm naturally sad because, you know, well, I'm going to tell you why. But
well, I know why, yeah.
Yeah, no, quite. That's certainly the show's gone mildly aesthetically down market now. But, I mean, you know, I mean, but apart from that, I thought his after-show interviews were, you know, when they interview them afterwards. I mean, I didn't know who he was beforehand. And as far as I can tell, I mean, what exactly did he do beforehand?
Rugby.
What?
Rugby?
Oh, right, yeah, okay. I suppose that is rather sad.
It's sad because there's no one really left, apart from Mark, right, to wear the deep V anymore, the tops where basically everything's on show.
You must be sort of almost cultivating some kind of six-pack, aren't
you? Do you know what? I'm not, no.
It's nothing on you getting
nothing.
Smaller?
Nothing.
Why not?
I don't know.
Are you sort of eating your feelings at the end of the show?
I think I'm dancing a lot, but also eating chips in between. That could be the problem.
Well, that's no good. I mean, you know, at least if you're not going to learn to move your hips or do a jazz hand or, you know, contribute something to our benighted community, you ought to at least sort of lose some weight or something. I think that's fair.
Judge Rinder, would you do Strictly Come Dancing?
Please.
Yes.
You would?
You would.
Yeah. Well, they're going to ask me, are they? I mean, you know, I've done 20 shows. Well, they ask me for. Plus, I mean, it wouldn't go down terribly well, I can imagine. That Darcy Bustle started being mean to me. You know, it'd end up in Handbags at Dawn, which is bad for a sort of pre-Watershed show, don't you think?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you wouldn't be shy in answering back, that's for sure, would you?
No, not in the least bit. I mean, I suppose there's a degree of authenticity in what they say to you to some extent, but I do think that they don't. I mean, one of them seems sort of keen on your enthusiasm, but it's got to the stage now where I don't know.
Judge Rinder, I feel that your support for me is gently ebbing away.
It's not ebbing away, it's so ridiculous. I support you, you know. I wouldn't say I'd go into battle with you, but I'd support you to anything. Of course, I think it's marvellous. I think it's important because you're trying hard.
Okay.
And that's always a good thing, you know. Okay. I encourage people to try hard. I mean, you don't need any other real qualities. But you are improving a little bit. I don't mean to be unkind to you. Do you feel like you're improving?
A small amount.
What do you mean by a small amount? Are you just sort of being covered? What does that mean, a small amount?
It means that I pick it up quicker, but then on the night, it doesn't always go to plan. Like on Saturday, where I forgot to pick my dance partner up at one point. There was just a lot going on in my head, you know what I mean?
There were a whole series of, like, potential health and safety disasters. You sort of carried that woman around the floor.
I know.
You know what I mean? In that, I would call it generously a fireman's list.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, were the emergency services on hand?
In rehearsal, I did drop her, yeah. So, I mean, it's fairly dangerous.
What? And do you call the moves things? I mean, you know, like the sort of death spiral.
No,
or that sort of thing, or the kind of... Because there's a moment where it goes... There was a mild moment where it went from sort of rhythmic jazz hands, he said generously, to more like WWF wrestling. But
yes.
I wondered whether the pile driver was a kind of dance move.
No, there is. They do. The dancers call different moves names, but I haven't picked any of that up, sadly.
But you, like, invent words for them. This is now where we're going to do, you know, the backwards body slam.
Yeah, they don't really like that, because they've normally got quite sophisticated French names, these moves. The chassé.
Wouldn't it be... Well, yeah, but, I mean, wouldn't it be easy for you to remember if they just invented a new language for you?
No, there's too much going on in my head already. Right, thank you for your continued support, Judge Rinder.
Well done.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I wore that T-shirt in Chambers, by the way.
No, you didn't!
No, I really did. I really did.
Oh, my God.
I really did. I also went to high... there's a hall, formal hall, where all the judges sit, and I wore it.
Oh my God.
What do you mean? Underneath your robes, though?
No, I wore it outwards. I wore it... so there's formal hall. It's sort of, you know, like the sort of 19th century. There's a hall where you go and have lunch, and I wore it over my suit.
You are a great supporter. It's a big T-shirt with Vote Scott on it. Thank you for your continued Twitter support as well.
Above average day. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Okay. Be well.
Goodbye. Bye. Goodbye.
Why did he say hello, Chris, at the end of the conversation?
I don't know. It's like he wanted to start up a conversation again. But with me.
Hello, Chris. We're about to finish the call.
Scott Mills. One.
BBC Radio 1.
I'm loving your shirt today. It's rare that I say that.
Hello.
Curveball one, I know.
Yeah, especially because we're on the radio.
Yeah. Sorry, no. It's just nice to see you making an effort. Normally when you roll up here, like, admittedly, you're a little bit kind of sloppy. I appreciate you rehearsing a lot at the moment.
What do you mean sloppy?
No, it's just, it's good to see that Monday you've turned up here and you proper want to go for it. And
are you annoyed by my lack of dressing up recently? Is that what you're saying? Is it recent or is it all the time?
No, it's just good to see you turn up in a fresh shirt today. And
right,
it's
okay.
Like you're ready. You know, most people have to wear smart wear for work, a suit, that kind of thing. It's just good to see you step up your game a little bit.
You're glad that I've worn a shirt?
Yeah, it's just nice to see you making an effort.
Right. Do you want to talk to me about fashion, do you?
No. No, it's meant as a compliment.
What are you getting at?
I don't know why you're so insulted by it.
I don't know what you mean. Is it because normally I'm in jogging bottoms at the moment?
Yeah.
Right, I get you.
And comments have been made around the office. So people
have they?
Yeah, they're just like, you know, look at him go there.
Who's
I shouldn't really
what?
Have said anything.
Oh, wow,
no,
okay,
no,
right.
No, it's just people have seen you and it's...
Is it him there?
No, it's not. It wasn't him, actually. In fact, no, it was him. He was one of the people.
All right, well, you can talk. Look at him. So, I was speaking to one of my friends over the weekend, and I had a really long phone conversation. Now, I can't remember the last time I had a really, really long chat on the phone. Do you remember, like, when you first start going out with someone and you look at your phone, it's like, oh, an hour? Like, when was the last time that happened to you?
You mean, like, one of those you hang up situations?
Well, I'm just... tend to not really talk on the phone anymore. I actually don't really like it, and I don't think loads of people do. I call my mum and my dad, and those are really the only people that I call.
Mm.
Anyway, so last night I had quite a long phone conversation with someone that I've known for ages, and his girlfriend has just got rid of him. And this is the first time it's ever happened to him. Now, there are people listening now, I know, that have never, ever been dumped. And those are the people I want to hear from today.
Okay.
Have you ever been dumped?
No, I know.
Here we go then.
No. But that makes me sound like, you know, I've been doing plenty of dumpings. But that's not been the case either.
Have you ever had your heart broken?
Statistically, I should have been dumped by now. And by that, I mean that, you know, I think I haven't gone out with that many people to be dumped.
Okay. But you've never, you're never the one to be dumped. Ever.
So far.
Wow.
You?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah.
One of those.
Do you not ever think you've had your heart broken? Because this is why I was on the phone for so long last night, because he's devastated because it's the first time it's happened to him.
But some people are good at preempting dumpings, aren't they? So, I mean...
Get in there first.
You preempt a dumping, you strike first.
And is that your experience?
No, not me.
Oh. Yeah, I've never been dumped.
God, it's a weird thing to throw out there, Mills.
I'm just saying.
I haven't really thought about it.
I'm not going to say his name, but I was just talking to him last night. I was thinking, why is this affecting you so badly? And it's because he's quite a good-looking lad. It's never happened to him, and he just doesn't know what to do.
Right, sorry, so I'm catching up here. So he's never been dumped before. This is his first experience of it.
Yeah, and he's floundering all over the place. Doesn't know what to do because it's never happened. This is completely alien to him.
Right.
I bet there are loads of people listening today that have never even slightly had their heart broken. Good for you. This is the script.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Shout out to all the smug, never been dumped people that are texting in, like Becky and Paul and James and Hannah in Nottingham. That was Lana Del Rey in West Coast. Can I just do a quick who, please?
Go on, Em.
That I had to do at the weekend. Having to take a clock off a wall to put it forward an hour.
Yeah. True.
It's really messed with my mind yesterday when I was trying to watch one of the Plus One channels on TV. Okay, coming up, Slipknot. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yep, the people that have not been dumped are still flooding in. Like Hannah, who's 20, never been dumped and now married.
I've got to say, it's mainly girls.
It is. Big up yourself for never being dumped. It's Mills here. Coming up, I've got Pharrell's Gust of Wind. Also Sia and The Heat, Jungle.
There's no good way of saying that, is there?
It's really hard to announce that one on the radio.
A Gust of Wind by Pharrell?
There's no good way of saying it. Pharrell's Gust of Wind? What do you say?
Gust of Wind, Pharrell. Maybe that's the way to do it. No Lincoln words.
Do you know, I love this show. Because, like, we're just chatting in this little room here, right? But it goes out across the whole UK.
Oh, wow, you just realised. I had that not too long ago, but I thought you've been doing this longer.
And the world on the internet.
Yeah.
It's really good. There's people listening, I bet, now in places like Zimbabwe.
Okay.
And places like that.
And unpronounceable places.
Yes. It's so good. And what I also like is that stuff that we discussed on the show, sometimes a long time ago, it can be weeks, it can be months, people will still come up to me or they'll email me or tweet me about the stuff that we've said. And sometimes I would have forget it would even have happened, you know, because obviously you do it every day. Like, still now, people come up to me and say, oh, you never guess what? My mum's got pampas grass out the front.
You know, yeah.
In the front of the house.
Classic.
It's a classic because we have discussed this a long time ago. But if there's pampas grass outside anyone's house, it means that they're wingers.
Yeah. Well, no, it doesn't definitely mean that. There was an article which came out not too long ago suggesting that pampas grass was the universal sign for
more open-minded.
Come in.
Labyrinth, come in. So that's one that gets asked a lot. And also, people are emailing me and texting me a lot about the thing we were talking about last week, which is phrases that people were getting quite wrong, but they'd always thought they were saying the phrase right.
Yes.
A bit like you with no holds barred.
Yeah, I thought it was no holes barred.
Which is potentially disturbing.
Yes.
And then I bet this is happening a lot across all sorts of areas in all the coffee shops. People saying espresso instead of espresso.
Mm.
There's no X in it. It's E-S-P-R-E-S-S-O. Or, for example, the person last week that thought trick or treat is trickle treat.
That's a bad one.
That's a really bad one. Or, what was the other one? Common or garden.
Yes.
Someone thought it was common old garden. I'm getting so many of these still.
I'm still slightly confused about that one, but we'll park that for now.
Anyway, you're moving house this weekend, right?
I am, yeah.
Can we please call your estate agent who you're dealing with?
Why?
Because estate agents are generally... Oh, no. Careful, Scott.
Generally, bear in mind, I haven't moved in yet.
Generally, there can be minimum lulls, can't they?
Right. And this is what you'd like to exploit, I take it.
I have just got a few things that I would like to say. Well, I want you to say to them, and I'll tell you what to say.
Right.
Just think, like, do it for the show.
Wait, so an estate agent general or the estate agent that I've been dealing with?
Your one.
Right. Okay. And why would I volunteer for this?
Just because, like, most things, like, you're a great sport. That's why you're on the show. Most things, I say, do it for the show.
I appreciate that.
You say yes to.
That is really nice of you to say.
You do. I mean, yeah, you put the work in and... Most things that we ask you to do, and some of them are frankly ridiculous and sometimes embarrassing, you always step up and you always do them.
That is true. This, to be fair, this doesn't sound as extreme as something that we may have done in the past.
Okay, give me the number and we'll do it after this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so Chris is moving house this weekend.
I was excited about it.
Are you going to be a good tenant, do you think?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
Anything we need to warn them about now, do you think?
I don't know. All my dealings with them have been really good so far. It's all just been quite casual, few emails and things like that.
Okay. So this is your actual estate agent who you are moving house with. You're renting, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I want to do is I'm going to just pass you notes throughout the phone call and then you have to say them. And as long as you, Chris, don't hang up first, I will... What can your little reward be? I'll buy you a nice drink.
You'll buy me a drink?
A nice drink.
A nice drink. I don't know what that means, but...
A nice drink.
What are we envisaging here?
What would you want? My bar's open. What would you like?
A nice drink. I don't know. Okay.
Nice drink.
I'll do this. It's fine.
Okay. All right, so I've got the number here. We're just ringing it now. Good luck, everyone. Right, so I'll just pass you these notes, okay? Do what you can. Good luck.
good afternoon.
Hello, can I speak to Rosie, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Rosie. I've just got the email about the tenancy agreement that you sent. It's Chris Stark.
All right, yeah.
And it says to call you if I've got any questions about the agreement or any problems with it.
Okay.
Have you got a couple of minutes?
Yeah, of course. Go for it.
It all looks fine to me. Everything seems good. The stuff with the landlord seems all fine. I just wanted to ask, is there a common or garden?
Communal garden, do you mean?
It's common or garden, you know.
Yeah. You've got outside, you probably saw in the viewing, you've got like the double doors in the living room. So there's a communal area there. So you've got like your own little patio area. But you won't be expected to sort of look after that. That's what the ground staff will look after.
Oh, there's ground staff.
I believe so. That, like, there's a management company who will sort of maintain that for you, so you don't need to worry about that.
I've just got a couple of questions about the house itself. Do you want me to go through room by room?
Room by room. Okay, if you want, that's fine.
All right. Living room.
Yeah.
How am I going to do this? Are celebrities allowed in the house? The agreement doesn't make it clear.
I don't think that would be a problem.
I know some quite big names right now, and all I wanted to check is that if it did go off,
yeah,
would there be somewhere that they would be able to escape by? You know, like a tunnel or something?
I don't think so, no.
I know you're really busy at the moment. This won't take long.
It's fine, don't worry.
Am I allowed to walk around the house... am I allowed to walk around the house naked?
Yeah, if that's what you want to do, then that's absolutely fine. As long as you're not causing offence to any other residents, then that's fine.
Oh... Is there a cellar I can use as a dungeon?
No, there's not, no.
No.
Sorry.
Currently what I do is once a month I have a meeting with a group of people that I'm involved with. There'll be a few cars outside. Is that a problem?
No, that's fine. There's plenty of parking there, as you know.
And in terms of the meeting itself, is there anything I'm not allowed to do? I won't say what it's for, but it involves a lot of apparatus.
Okay, as long as you're not going to cause any lasting damage to the property.
Okay.
Because you're obviously allowed, you're allowed quiet enjoyment of the property, so you're allowed to do, you know, whatever you please, but as long as it causes no lasting damage.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be damage.
Okay. That'll be fine then.
Just a couple more questions about the tenancy agreement here. Shall we take it to the bedroom?
Okay.
Does the bed revolve?
It doesn't, no. Sorry, it's just a bog standard IKEA, I'm afraid.
Okay. Am I able to put a mirror on the ceiling?
If that's what you want to do, then that's fine. But at the end of the tenancy, you'll have to take it down and then make good any damage. So obviously, like the holes in the wall. But I'd obviously make sure you get a professional to put it up for you, just in case.
You sound like you've had a bad experience with that before.
No. Just saying that you don't want it to be falling on you, do you?
No, absolutely not.
Nice.
It says no pets.
Yeah.
But does a donkey count as it's more of a working animal?
Would it be living outside or inside?
Potentially. I know there's a bit of grass outside that it could graze on.
Yeah.
Is that allowed?
If you want to keep a donkey, then I'd need to get permission from the landlord.
Okay. A couple more questions. Will I be allowed to plant pampas grass outside the front of the house?
Pampas grass.
You know, the sort of long grass, you know what it means.
No.
That's just...
I don't think so, no.
No. No, I understand. Does the flat come with a butler?
It doesn't, no.
Are you the butler?
Am I the butler? No, I don't think I'll be very good.
No?
I can recommend some people. I'm sure there's plenty of people that might be able to help out.
Are you the 24-hour concierge that I sometimes read exists?
No. You can call us if ever there's a problem.
Oh, cool. So I can call you 24 hours a day?
Well, I mean, obviously, if there's problems with the property...
It's just weird, because it's this weekend. I've never rented somewhere before, but it's nice to know that I can call you on your mobile whenever...
You'd be best calling the office phone. We don't normally give out personal numbers.
No.
No.
So you were saying that...
Someone's just popped into the office, Chris, so... Do you want to maybe just pop all your questions down on an email? You've got quite a few.
Okay, yeah, I can do that.
And then maybe I can come back to you as and when.
On Saturday, will you be there?
You'll collect the keys from the office, but I'll be here.
Okay.
You'll collect them from the office, yeah.
Cool, I've got your number. I'll call you sometime in a week.
Okay, all right then.
All right then, cheers then.
See you soon, Chris.
Thanks,
bye.
And bye.
Is she gone? Yeah, gone.
Horrible.
Really good. Well done. Every single note I passed to you, you said it.
And she hung up first.
Yeah, she did hang up first, so you win.
Result.
A nice drink.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm enjoying that there are still people still discovering that they're saying phrases wrong. Like a girl who's working in the sales office with John in Knutsford, who said in a meeting that a colleague was going off on a tandem.
Going off on what?
On a tandem.
Okay, and what's it meant to be?
On a tangent.
Tangent.
Not tandem.
Okay, I've been saying that wrong as well then.
No, you haven't been saying that. No, you haven't said tandem.
I have.
You have not said that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What, so it's gone off on a bit of a tandem?
I don't use the phrase often enough to know or care.
But that's one for you as well.
Definitely.
All right, so sorry to that girl in the meeting. Chris says it too. That was Sia and Chandelier, and it's Mills here on BBC Radio 1. Pharrell coming up, and a bit of Alt-J for you. And the new Cheryl track as well.
So is it common or garden? We still haven't figured this out yet.
Common or garden.
Right. I still don't know. Still doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah, no, it is common or garden, I think. Or, yeah, that's right.
Oh, well, whatever. I seriously don't care anymore.
Over it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. So I'll be on
my way. Hello, James in Birmingham says, do you reckon this Alex Clare song's randomly going to be the end of Taken 3 as well? So I'll be on my way. Remember, I was saying that I was watching Taken 2. Liam Neeson, what an actor. I mean, he's the same person in every single film. But if you just want to, you know, relax and not think too much about it, he's awesome.
Why have you suddenly become a film critic? It's weird.
Don't you remember at the time, I told you, I was like, oh, I've just watched Taken 2, and that song is random at the end of it.
Mm.
Like, that's the weirdest song to play at the end of that film. So, yeah, I'm hoping that maybe another Alex Clare track will be at the end of Taken 3. If anyone can think of any of... Anybody? Scott Mills here. Coming up, One Republic and Calvin Harris and also Fuse ODG. I'm still reeling from doing that live lounge last week.
Oh, what a
legend. It's almost like it didn't happen now, you know? John on the M40. See, this is what's happening now. Every time we mention it, we get new viewers to this couple's workout video. Just watch your video of you two working out together. It's very cringe. Are you okay, hun? Yeah, look... This is the trouble. All context is going to be lost now. The reason we did it is because in America, loads of couples that are together in relationships are doing workout videos together and kind of using each other as weights, using each other as gym apparatus. And that's why we did it.
It's not practical for you to have to explain this every time. What I might do is just email the relevant people here and get it removed now. We had our fun last week.
No, don't get it removed.
Why?
It's doing too well. I suppose people have seen it now, though.
Exactly. There's not a demand for it anymore, and if it stays up, it's potentially dangerous.
Would you rather, for the sake of both of our reputations, that it came down?
I think, you know, a bit like when they suddenly remove that game Flappy Bird?
Yes.
I think we need to do a Flappy Bird on this one.
Not the same at all.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
One Republic. OK, right, I agree now about taking the video down, because people are getting the wrong idea all over the place.
It's a Flappy Bird situation. It's doing really well, but I can't handle the fact it's doing really well. So I want it taken down now.
When they mentioned your boyfriend on Strictly, what was it, Chris? No, you no, see, that's what people are going to think now. Tom and Preston.
That's why you're such an idiot, because you know what? You could have put me centre front, and instead you clearly have got me seats near the back.
I don't do the seating plan for the audience.
And the thing is, I was so vocal in my support. I heard that, and your dad and your boyfriend's here. I was like, oh, right, brilliant. Where's my shout?
Well, doing a video like this, a workout video, will not help. Take it down if you want.
I'm neither your dad nor your boyfriend.
No, you're not.
I mean...
Quote from today's show. What a quote.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you want to relive the magic that was Alison Hammond in the Owner Bingo from last week. Oh, my God. Strictly Come Bingo was with Alison Hammond and her partner, Ali Ash, and it was just a lot of laughing. But it was a great one. That video is now on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Did you like Alison? You did, didn't you, a lot?
Oh, I love her. Yeah, and do you know what? If I'm honest, I wasn't that bothered beforehand.
No.
I was pretending.
She's slipped under your radar.
No, that's but one. She is amazing. I love her.
Yeah. So that's there to watch now. Tomorrow... is Chris Ramsey in Uendo Bingo. That's going to be a good one at 1:45. And then some more Strictly contestants on Strictly Come Bingo on Thursday, TBC.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Greg James.
Hello.
Hi.
Well done.
What for?
My God.
What a
Strictly,
you?
Dancing.
What a weekend.
Yeah. I know.
It's happening.
How's that happened?
You're causing a stink.
Am I?
Mm. A good stink.
Oh, okay.
A cat amongst the pigeons, if you will.
A massive cat amongst many pigeons.
I just want to say thank you for voting, if you did. What can I say? You know?
Well, what can you... Nothing, you don't need to say anything. Just
let the dancing do the talking.
Keep dancing.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep dancing.
It's great.
I'm really pleased that I'm going to do Halloween, though.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Because it's going to be good.
It's so funny. What do you, when you're there waiting for them to read the names out, what do you feel like?
Awful. It's so awful.
I don't think you should stress anymore. I think you've gone further than we all planned.
Oh, right. So none of you thought I'd get to week six?
Oh,
honestly, no.
No. But everything now is a bonus. That's
this is true. What I'm saying. Now you should go in week and week, go, right, probably the last week, really go and enjoy it.
Mm, okay.
But, I mean, still be enthusiastic.
Oh, no, I'm still loving it.
Lose the fear now, because, you know, every...
How can you lose the fear?
Lose the fear.
10 million people watching it.
Go for it.
You were there. You know, you can see how intimidating it is on Saturday.
It's even scarier in real life.
Oh, my God.
Just be fierce.
Just relax.
Be fierce.
Just enjoy it. Okay, so it's time for Real or No Real. Greg James, are any of this lot true?
This weekend, Professor Green played a gig in a shopping centre inside a soundproof box.
We've all done it. We've all played a shopping centre now and again.
But a soundproof box, that's a bit weird, isn't it? Because then that would suggest that no one can hear you.
A bit weird.
So that's mildly insulting, is it not?
Have you played any DJ sets in a shopping centre? I know I certainly have.
I've done some weird ones, but I don't think I've done that.
I DJ'd in a shopping centre in Derby not too long ago.
How was it? What sort of time? Because mid-afternoon?
8 o'clock.
AM?
It was some like... AM.
Good morning, everybody.
I started doing announcements because obviously people have got bags in their hands. They don't want to dance. So I just started doing announcements.
And the Ford outside's got left your lights on.
I made up that there were offers in all these different shops.
Good, Mrs. McKenzie, come to this lost and found. We found your boy.
I was, where was mine? Uxbridge.
Yes, my local to me, that was.
At the Chimes in Uxbridge, next to the escalators, just to the right of the Early Learning Centre. Oh.
The Early Learning Centre is still a thing, right?
It's still on, yeah.
I need to do a shopping centre gig. Are they fun?
Yeah, no.
Or are you, come on, be honest, are you clock watching?
It's one of the worst things I've ever done. It's awful.
I enjoyed it. I had a dance, I just danced with the cleaners because they were the only ones stood there sort of getting involved with me.
Was the place shut?
No, it was open. Oh. People were doing late night shopping. It was very exciting. But anyway.
Did Professor Green play not a DJ set, just do a performance in a soundproof box, which sounds a bit weird because they wouldn't be able to hear him.
I mean, if you pay the money, you can get these pop stars to do anything.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to say he was paid a lot of money just to be a laughing stock.
In a soundproof box, though, that's the bit that's bugging me. It can't be real. I'm saying no real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is. Yes. It was at a shopping centre in West London at the weekend. Shoppers could listen on wireless headphones if they wanted to. No reports on how many actually did.
Oh, I see.
That could be Uxbridge then. It could be he could be back in your one.
I don't think Professor Green's in the, I don't think he's in the Chimes.
It was a gimmick. Good
and
one.
Next.
Women tend to think that men with narrow faces, long noses and thin chins are more intelligent than those with round faces.
All right, well, that's me stuffed, isn't it?
Thin chins.
This is why no one fancies me.
Horse-like, if you will, then. Narrow faces, long noses and thin chins.
But if you've got a massive moon face like me...
Hang on, are you doing a little bit of a UAK hun here?
What do you mean?
They're saying no one fancies me.
Well, they don't.
No, it's nothing to do with fancying. It's saying the more intelligent.
Wow, same.
Narrow faces, long noses. Basically, if you look like a horse, you're more intelligent. That's what it's suggesting. I've got a narrow... In fact, I'm a little bit horsey.
Show me your face.
You are quite horsey, actually.
Mm. I am, aren't I?
Thin-chinned.
The more I look at it, you are.
Very thin-chinned.
Moon face.
Moon face and horsey.
You are quite horsey, aren't you?
All right. Yeah.
Chris getting genuinely annoyed here.
Just the nose and the... Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But
saddle.
Do women think that moon faces are stupid?
The hooves.
Yes. Real.
Glossy mane.
Lovely.
Okay.
And you got a lovely glossy mane.
Good. What does it even mean? Rubbish.
Oh, and he got lovely stirrups.
Oh. Stirrups.
Are they still on?
Oh, come on. Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Oh, wow.
It's true. Scientists found out in a study earlier this year that it is actually true. The same doesn't seem to work with men who don't care what shape a lady's face is, though.
A very clever horse.
And next.
One of the first vacuum cleaners started as a door-to-door service in 1903. It was horse-drawn.
Oh, no. No. Don't say that. Oh, come on.
Oh, look at you there, pulling the vacuum cleaner.
So if you'd have been born in a different era, you'd have been dragging Ubers around.
Back in the day.
Rubbish.
Oh, look at him there with his Henry.
Hang on, who's getting all these door-to-door facts? Last time I was on, it was a door-to-door person who wakes people up.
It's the fashion at the moment, isn't it? The facts on real or no real seem to be...
just door-to-door stuff.
Door-to-door and...
like the pools.
The pools! Right, Dad? Jeez.
The pools is still a thing, isn't
it's
it?
It's not, surely,
I
is
bet
it?
You it is. Bet you it is.
Never understood the pools.
I bet you.
I don't understand what they are.
It's the biggest who for some time.
I bet it's online. Bet you it's online now.
Right.
But was the back to the question? Was the first vacuum cleaner pulled by horse?
Door to door. Doesn't make any sense, does it? So one of the first vacuum cleaners started door to door. It was horse drawn. So we're suggesting it's some kind of plough.
Plough. Would you plough my living room, please? Yes, wait a second.
Real or no real?
Well, I can't even imagine what this is going to be, so I'm going to have to say no real.
I've completely lost it. I don't know. No, yes, real, real.
That one is real.
Yeah,
it's true. There were generally... there's one vacuum cleaner per town back then.
But what, that's not an explanation. That's an awful explanation who's ever written this, because that doesn't answer what it was. Why was it horse-drawn?
Because old.
Because it was off the old days.
Do my own research.
And next. The people standing holding torches behind Ed Sheeran on last night's X Factor were bussed in at Ed's own expense from his former local pub to fulfil a drunken promise.
So you may have seen them on X Factor last night. They're all there with their torches. It looks quite epic.
A bit creepy. I enjoyed the performance, thought it was brilliant, but it reminded me of, what's that daytime show with Dickinson where everyone's peering through...
Dickinson's Real Deal.
The Real Deal, yeah. You know when you can see people in the background, they're all there looking in going, oh, look at that bargain.
Put another 20 down. And they are a bit pervy about it, aren't they?
It looks kind of pervy. Oh,
look at that bargain there.
It's like you can just see their eyes through the gaps in the fence, in the wall. It's really weird, but it felt a bit like that on last night's X Factor to me. It was loads of people stood around.
But are they people from Ed Sheeran's old pub where he used to go before he got famous? And he's like, one day I'll put you all on stage with me, maybe after a couple of wines.
That sounds to me like a brilliant X Factor story, so I'm going to say real.
All right, no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, no, they were highly trained
actors.
It's
so funny, watching Twitter last night, everyone suddenly discovering Ed Sheeran.
So, I know.
There were so many people going, oh, he's brilliant. Yeah, he's been brilliant for about 5 years.
Yeah, but you're scared to criticise Ed Sheeran, aren't you?
That's
now?
True, yeah.
You're not allowed.
But I know what you mean. There are loads of new, like, I didn't think he could get any more fans.
Yeah.
But after doing a show like that, there are obviously people that have never heard of him.
The album is sort of, it's gone back up to number one. That single is going to be number one. So.
How have you not heard of him? Maybe it's like mums and dads, is it, do you think? Or older even?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Craziness. At the end of that round of Ronald O'Reilly,
I got 10, Greg got 30.
Yes.
Yes. What's on today, dear?
We're going to do a new feature called Radio 1 Pools.
Oh, imagine.
Oh, I'd love and, that.
Keith Lemon on Star Caller today. It's going to be a good one.
Okay, that's after 5 o'clock.
By the way, can I just say, pools is still a thing.
Well, we don't know that.
Nico has just tweeted saying, my dad still does the pools every Tuesday and a woman collects the slip and all the money.
It's real. True.
It's good. Ben Howard. See you tomorrow. Greg's next.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Tomorrow at 1:45, we've got Chris Ramsey playing Innuendo Bingo. Listen and watch. And I've got something very special to announce. Join us tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1 or get the podcast.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.